Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk radio.
I had left off here. Ken must be out walking his dog. That's what the problem is. Which John? Anyway. Okay. We're getting some confusion in the control room. Houston, we have a problem. Oh, wait, that's a different part of Texas. Anyway. We have all these people meeting in the streets, hundreds of thousands, and the list goes on. Cairo. Hundreds of thousands of protesters turned out in the cities across the Middle East on Friday to protest the unaccountability of their leaders. And they expressed solidarity with the uprising in Libya that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi is trying to suppress with force. But this is the same thing in Venezuela. Two students and one police officer have died after being shot during what the opposition has dubbed the mother of all marches. Oh, okay. But anyway, what we normally see is people rising up across the planet in opposition to government corruption. Sadly, being socially manipulated, engineered, you can only seem to get people to run down the streets with flags and whatever. Rainbow flags, Antifa flags that oddly resemble the same training that they're receiving from the Ukraine from that same neo-Nazi group, and they're claiming everyone else is Nazis. I think that's really interesting. Patty had said that she was online or on hold, and I don't see any mention of that in my timeline here. But anyway, blame it on Ken or John, whichever ones. Anyway. We notice again, though, with like Venezuela, the U.S. has said they're actively sending CIA down there. They're not going to allow the government to operate as it wants to. Again, that the person government wants, the U.S. government wants in there is a known drug lord. But we're constantly, as a matter of fact, when I looked that up, I had a hard time trying to find those protests. It's like it's being filtered from U.S. media. Isn't that odd? They don't want people to see that other people are protesting what their governments are doing. And why? Because they don't want, just like the Occupy movement, they don't want people to rise up. However, here, with the riots and stuff, there's a secondary agenda that once people do rise up against each other, of course, that gives them more policing actions to be able to call in their militarized police to then put down anything, whether it's alt-right or alt-left. But it's all a big distraction. And it's a big distraction for what I mentioned earlier of the actual U.S. economy. The mass closings of the retail stores, the housing and car bubbles, as well as the student loans and other loans in default. That is the distraction. And as long as people are fighting with one another, they won't see it. I follow many different people of color I don't care if they're blacks, Japanese, whatever, on the internet. And we have no problem getting along. We share our values, our thoughts, our ideas, whatever. And you don't sit there, you know, flinging mud at each other. We're all in agreement. And that's what they don't want. They do not want people to come to an agreement to realize the corruption or the amount of corruption in the government. And you can put plural on governments because it's everywhere. Just like in Israel, 7,000 IDF soldiers defect. You imagine if that happened here. What would happen if a massive defection of U.S. soldiers happened? We have all these wars that are being planned out, whether it's Korea or what, and then we have all these naval ships being rammed into everything. Destroyers that are basically dry docked, engines that have cracks in them, engines that they forgot to put oil in, airplanes crashing. And this is a military that is supposed to go out and thwart all evils in the world. And it was noted that on the USS McCain Traitor naval vessel, that the comment was, is that people are being put at their posts for long, long hours. So that would understand why people would have the mental fatigue and break down and not be as adherent to their station. Governments need distractions, and I'm not sure. I'm confused here because I thought Granny was calling in, and I haven't heard anything about Granny calling in. So, anyway.
Granny's on the line.
Oh, there you are. I haven't heard a thing about it. Finally, I just got it. Hi, Patty. How you doing?
I'm fine, Keith. How are you?
Not too shabby. What's on your nice little beautiful mind today?
Well, what is it?
It was a loaded question, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's the way I see it. All of this is happening. The Western countries being flooded with really migrants. Gaddafi warned us about that.
Yeah, he did.
And, of course, they took him out anyway because he was doing something good to help Africa. And the bankers couldn't have that.
Yeah, remember I commented on that GMR water project, which was turning the whole of North Africa into an oasis where people were given farmlands, given implements to farm. You can't have that because what would you do here with our media sitting here saying, please help the starving children of Africa. You know, send your money. Now.
Yeah, and then you send it in and you have no idea if that money even reaches Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's all one big distraction. What I see is, I call it the Illuminati, the New World Order globalist.
Masonites.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see them using all these distractions to keep us from seeing what they're really doing behind the scenes, which is actually they're speeding up their timetable for their new world order. I mean, they're already running years behind. But that's what I see.
Well, let me ask you this, Patty. Let me ask you something really fast. I know you live down there in Missouri. I don't know how your neighbors are and stuff like that. But what would you do if you woke up in the morning and across your lawn, you saw cables going over your neighbor's house that were clamped onto your power box?
I would unplug them.
Yeah, but would you be a little incensed that that neighbor was stealing the power and, of course, costing you money and everything?
Well, sure. And then when I got through unplugging them, I would go file charges against them.
Okay, so what do you do if you live in a country whose oil, minerals, gold, everything like that, is being siphoned off the same way that the U.S. and its allies are doing, as well as
exactly.
killing those same neighbors. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, well, just like Libya. They wanted, Libya was sitting on tons of gold. Not to mention all those accounts, Swiss accounts, that Gaddafi had put up from the oil revenues that he was supporting his people with. They wanted it all. They took it all.
And then maybe turned, Ukraine. 30-some-odd
right.
tons of gold in Ukraine. Saddam's gold.
Right. Right, and that's the first thing that the United States grabs is the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Well, I guess that goes to the queen, doesn't it? She's sitting on most of the world's gold. Remember when they made us, was it Nixon made us give up all of our gold and our silver certificates?
Yeah.
Cash that was backed by precious metals. Okay, this is how far back. I mean, this has been planned from the beginning. And I think any country that has resources such as gold, diamonds, minerals, whatever, anything that these corporations can make a dime off of, or billions more like it, they're going to go in and get it. They loan yeah. money to these countries. They know these countries can't pay back. And then the IMF goes in there and claims their resources. So the bankers always got themselves set up to win, win, win.
Yeah,
they got
like
a spot of balls.
And those same resources, as you mentioned, were the same ones that, through their own form of socialism, paid for their free health care, their free schooling, other government programs that actually helped the people out, and what was, you know, the oil paid for it all. It was national, you know, same thing with down in Chile when they nationalized Chile there, and ITT got so pissed off about it.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's the first, that's just like we're back in Afghanistan. Why? We're controlling the poppy fields. CIA needs that money, that drug money, for all their off-the-books black ops. Plus, they're flooding the United States with opiates.
Well, but see, Patty, there's more to that. If you know history, the old British, Indochina, French opium wars, the idea, just like North Korea here with the second world's largest opium, is to put drugs onto the streets of China, just like we see the massive heroin addictions in Russia right now from all those Afghan drugs. This is to make it so people can't fight back, and it's, of course, to get a country to capitulate. And in the meantime, yeah. you're making, as you mentioned, all the black budget stuff, same as Oliver North and his Contras and all that issue, to be able to fund these wars, to sell their arms, to bring up these color revolutions. And like I mentioned before, that gal here that I work with here on the fire department there, she says, well, you think all the problems in the world are caused because of America. She said it, I didn't.
Well, I think that until the people stand as one unit, until we unite and stand together and quit fighting each other, which, you know, that's why George Soros is paying Black Lives Matter and stirring up all this stuff. That
and,
is deliberately
and, yeah,
divide
and those
conquer
same people,
and keep us from uniting.
And those same people, though, Patty, as you just mentioned, though, are not getting paid by George Soros. They're demanding their money.
Yeah, obviously he's ganking them.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
the thing is,
it's called duped, suckers, you know.
Yeah, but when are people going to wake up and understand that we all have a common enemy? We need to be uniting and standing up together. You want to make some changes in this world? You're not going to do it fighting each other.
Right. Well, that's I say, so, constant distractions. That's all they are. Keep everyone fighting
right.
so the government goes out and does what it does. And when finally, when some people do, like these hundreds of thousands of people rise up and demand a reform in government, out comes a massive riot, SWAT teams, and the tear gas, and the water cannons, and FEMA camps, and they'll be next.
Because our generation sit on their butts and allowed it. We didn't do nothing. We didn't do anything. We weren't vigilant. We failed. We weren't vigilant. We weren't watching this. Everything was the American dream. What American dream? There is no America.
Yeah, but you know, Patty, you're right there, except for the fact is we didn't have to take note of it because, like the old water dripping on a piece of granite, one drip doesn't mean nothing, another drip. But over time, you know, and we got lured into the same scenario. We had a good life. We tried to give what we could for our kids, and we tried to learn from what our folks had given us because their life was a little bit rougher because their folks lived through the Great Depression. And we were so complacent because we had it good for a while. And now we see the exact opposite. And sometimes it's too late to turn around, if you know what I mean. It's like missing an exit. You know, you try to turn around on a freeway, you get stopped by a cop, say, well, you're just controlled access highway. You can't do that.
Well, we did make a mistake. We tried to give our kids a better life than we had, which we
spoiled
had good.
Them. And we spoiled
right.
them.
But good parents disciplined their children out of love.
That's right.
So people like you and I grew up to be productive citizens. Look what's happening today. Everybody gets a trophy. There's no losers. People do not understand that
that's like the,
losers
yeah,
don't get a trophy. They
like
should
the colleges,
not get a trophy.
Yeah, the colleges yeah, now, they're letting the students pick their own grades.
Right. You
so
know,
they're not offended. So they don't feel left behind.
Yeah, well, higher education is not a babysitting service. If you're not mature enough, well, I'm saying, if you cannot hear another opinion besides the Marxist opinion that the Frankist professors are spewing, shame on you if you're falling for that.
Yep.
Because if you're not, if you melt down every time you hear an alternative opinion, you're not mature enough to be in college. You need to be home on mama's lap sucking tit.
Yeah, you know, and most of them are.
Yeah. This is insanity.
Did you see that video of that gal that told her dad to stay upstairs? She was in Antifa, and her mask kept falling off, and she's talking about how she's going to disrupt everything and blah, 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 blah. You know, of course, she's living at home, you know. Doesn't want her parents to know what she's doing. Double life type thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, what went wrong, too, is when the government stepped in claiming they own our kids and took our parental rights to discipline our children away from us. That's when the problem with the kids started. And there was nothing, a trip or two to the woodshed would cure this problem. It did for us, did it not?
Well, I think it's because you and I basically learned up or was brought up there with basic Bible teachings and stuff. And one of them that I remember the most was go to the ant, you lazy one. And if you go onto YouTube and you watch these ant videos of how they, in a social society, they have very, very small brains. And yet they come together. They can move a carcass if they want. They can lift 10 times their own weight. And they can build these massive fortresses where they can survive 14 days under a flood.
By working together. As
working together.
Unit.
Yep.
Well, I'll be glad when the people wake up.
Yeah, I will too.
Because until we unite as not blacks, not whites, not Hispanic, but as Americans.
Right.
When we stand up and tell our government enough already, then they will get the message. Because
that's right.
They're afraid of us already. That's why they're
right.
doing this. They're afraid of us. Because they
yeah, they're
know
trying
the
to see
power,
how far they can push you.
The real power is with the people.
Yeah, they're trying to see how far they can push you and which way they can get away with. My break's coming up here, Patty, so I have to let you go there. But anyway, I do thank you for calling in and all your input, as usual. All right?
Well, I always enjoy it.
All right, my best to you and Al. Okay, have a good one there.
Thanks.
Anyway, this is Republic Broadcasting Network with On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We'll be right back. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. And we still have our little chat room there on On Frequency Radio on chatandgo.com. Anyway, I was going to say something here. You know, I look at our military, and I use pluralism in that in a different way than most Americans do. And, of course, that's through years of friends, a lot of them in ham radio and such, you know, such that were veterans and everything, and also for their families. But I look at them in a different way as to far as what they could have been. Of course, these boys, and of course, in today in our modern military, there's others, you know, but they look good, you know, they do. They look good all dressed up in their military, regalia type stuff. They could have had, and I mean this in a good sense, they could have, in our economy then, had it not been based on wars, gone to being doctors, dog veterans, veterinarians, you know, started their own businesses, gone into the fields of their hobbies and others like automotive repairs, whatever like that, you know. But this was the crux of my learning, and I really feel sorry, because as I've brought this up before with John Stadtmiller, Gerald Celente, and others, Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Enemy, the video on YouTube. The members of the armed forces are not immune to the problems that we also have today. And while they do admit that there is a drug problem in the military, it's not as bad as the drinking and other things. And I watched a video on Vanguard interviewing in Texas. There's 400 and some odd inmates there that were veterans. And in the interview, they asked the one guy, they says, "Well, why are you here?" And he says, "I shot my wife and my two kids." "Why?" The veteran said, "I don't know." He says, "I heard a loud bang," and he says, and that fear, phobia, PTSD, whatever like that, he just pulled out his gun and started shooting, killed his family. So anyway, there's heavy alcohol and tobacco use, as well as the prescription drugs. And those prescription drugs also carry over to the erectile issues of manhood and stuff. And it's not performance, or they're not willing to perform. It's just that when your mind has been sapped out of you, and this is a reason for that, is because of these multiple deployments, the constant combat exposure, and that's their greatest risk of these soldiers. Your sons, friends, family, nephews, whatever, that are leading to this substance abuse, and they're more apt to engaged in what they call this new onset drinking binges, and to suffer the massive alcohol, the addiction, the drug-related problems, and which also have been prescribed these behavioral health medications known as SSRIs. And if there was those that smoked and quit, they're more likely to relapse back into smoking because it keeps their mind functioning. Ask Patty. Ask me. Of course, I have a different type of PTSD. I want a good life for my dog. And sometimes that isn't possible. But anyway, that's from an article called drugabuse.gov on substance abuse in the military. Now, here's one for you. 2012, 5 years ago, the Pentagon spent more on pills, injections, and vaccines than it did on Black Hawk helicopters, Abrams tanks, Hercules C-130 cargo planes, and Patriot missiles combined. You have to, as I mentioned, psychiatry in the military, you have to build the ultimate warrior, and you screw up his mind, and that's the cause. And I talked to one of my friends, and I asked him, I says, "What was the hardest thing for you upon leaving the military?" He says, "Getting out of the kill mode." You imagine having to live with that the rest of your life, and that's why I have a lot of compassion for the military. Anyway, I have another break coming up here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back.
Double talk is on.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network with On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. If you'd like to call in, we still got time for callers if they'd like to jump in there. 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, in 2008, the drug costs, of course, are going up, but this is an average survey that between $1,160 to $4,000, almost $5,000 per person of those exiting the military. And this is a VA study, by the way. And this is for PTSD-related causes. And the data goes on to show which drugs are being prescribed, anything like that. But some of those, unfortunately, were not covered by VA health care. But anyway, some treatments would cost as much as $10,000. And so for those in the Pentagon's budget, and of course we see that the Pentagon was screwing over the veterans and allowing 307,000 to die, that was tax dollars that could have been spent to help these veterans out. And again, I wholly support those veterans that have done their service. I just feel sorry for them being socially engineered into the lies to get them out into a field. Anyway, there's some more figures on this. This is from MarketWatch. The government has turned many wonderful children into burned-out shells of people they once were. Rather than reflection of the drugs needed to treat wounded troops, the top-selling prescription signals an increase in aging military retirees covered by the military's health program, TRICARE, with drugs for arthritis, osteoporosis, and diabetes costing billions. The Department of Defense also spent more than $380 million on erectile dysfunction drugs, better known as ED for us men, and $238 million on testosterone therapy drugs over the decade. And we know Trump has just recently ended the transgendered surgeries and stuff, which are no longer covered, which is probably a bonus in a lot of areas. But it goes on to say that the military drug purchases also paint a picture of the fighting force increasingly relying on antidepressants, psychotropic drugs, and powerful narcotic painkillers that critics call dangerous and that have been involved in a growing number of prescription drug overdoses. And I notice they don't mention the killings and stuff, like I mentioned with the Vanguard video. The military spent at least $2.7 billion on antidepressants and more than $1.6 billion on opiate painkillers. And as I was reading this, I also found an article about how they were giving the opium-based painkillers, the same ones that Vice President Pence is talking about now, away free to the veterans. And, of course, then we have the Ambien pill, which is also mentioned there, $507 million for that Ambien pill. And in that video, psychiatry in the military, the hidden agenda, or hidden enemy, sorry, agenda, same thing. It listed how in Iraq, for example, the Air Force was using the amphetamines in the daytime to get the boys out there to do their massive bombing raids, and then the Ambien at night to knock them out so they wouldn't have to think about what they did during the day. With that, I have a caller online, and it's Chris near Las Vegas. Good evening, Chris. Welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, and I certainly appreciate your exposing this light on this insidious and very dangerous to the American national security and public safety, and most of all to the welfare of our men and women who serve proudly under the guise of being loyal Americans, these foreign forces that are trying to take us over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, it's Keith, by the way, not Michael, but we have mics in
my
the station.
My apologies, Keith.
That's right. But anyway, Chris, it's a problem, too, because I don't know if you really watch a lot of world news, but ISIS and those are being inundated with drugs to keep them fighting. They're coming from France. Syria has, I forget how many trucks now that they have caught with all these, and I forget the name of the drug there, but it's like an hallucinogenic drug. To where you put someone in a place and say, here, stay here, and then just start firing.
That sounds like scopolamine.
Yeah. Kapton there, yeah. But, you know, that's what it is there. So, you know, they're screwing people's brains to make them into the ultimate soldier, just like that video showed. Anyway, go ahead, Chris.
Well, I have a document here that was printed some time ago. I did speak about it earlier today on another show on Republic, but I think it's worthy of repeating, and it says, what does mental health really mean? What is planned for you? And it talks about, with the institutions for the insane, you have in your country prisons, which can hold millions of persons, can hold these people without civil rights or hope of freedom. And upon these people can be practiced shock and surgery so that never again will they ever draw a sane breath. This was carried out by Commissar Lavrenty Beria, former KGB head of the Soviet secret police, to the American students at Lenin University in Moscow. And I'm going to go down a little bit, and it says basically, we're going to affect legislation at will so you can make the capitalist himself, by his own appropriations, finance a large portion of the quiet conquest of the nation. The textbook used by students at Lenin University in Moscow was the Communist Manual of Instructions for Psychopolitical Warfare by Kenneth Goff, former member of the Communist Party. And this was identified as a textbook he studied here in America at the Eugene Debs Labor School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This Communist Manual of Instruction for Psychopolitical Warfare has been briefed or condensed into a pamphlet termed Brainwashing, and here is set forth a complete program for the psychopolitical conquest of the United States. You will at once recognize this as the Ment-Ill Health Program. You can now see the great nation is being conquered just as the communists boast without firing a single shot, as Nikita Khrushchev proudly proclaimed while pounding his shoe across the table from John F. Kennedy. The following are is an exact quotation from the pamphlet, Brainwashing. Psychopolitics is the, and I'm going to insert two words here, it says it is the art, and it's the war art, and the pseudoscience, says science, of asserting and maintaining dominion over the thoughts and loyalties of individuals, officials, bureaus, and masses, and the effecting of the conquest of enemy nations through mental healing. Mm-hmm. Terrorism, I suggest.
That
says these
that,
tenets. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that video I highlighted, that psychiatry in the military, that didn't just cover the United States. It started pre-World War One, to where not only the United States, but Russia, Germany, and those guys was trying to build the ultimate soldier. And it's particularly taken up in the Western states, NATO blocs, today. But it's on the same theme that you're talking now, and it's to sedate people. And like I had mentioned before, with the Indochina opium wars, it's to flood these drugs into these countries there to make it so that their fighting young men and women can't fight. World conquest.
As you bring that point to the table, it's obvious to those who are paying attention in Michigan and Minnesota and those places. There is currently an ongoing problem of a new hyper-enhanced opioid product.
Mm-hmm.
It is effectively a new form of opium war here in America being carried out by these same globalist bankster gangsters who want to destroy this country from in, within, just like George Soros and his divide and conquer of playing both sides of the fiddle, if you will, of supplying both the white nationalist actors and the Antifa or the OFA, the Obama's fascist army, who portray themselves as anti-fascist or Antifa-fascist down in Charlotte and other places that have been carrying on these so-called rallies for peace and so on and so forth. Not that there are well-meaning people that show up that get induced into this and tricked and duped into participating in George Soros and Obama and some of the other gangs. In fact, you mentioned ISIS earlier. I think ISIS is us. That's the American contingent of John McCain's terrorist army over there to create the anti-thesis, the opposition party.
Like I mentioned, we couldn't get the videos to play last week there, but we had the massive convoys of ISIS rolling past U.S. Stuff.
And their Toyota pickups.
And I've always said, look at the Highway of Death in 1991 there, where the U.S. A-10 Warthogs decimated that entire highway there, killing thousands. You know, they could hit that convoy with 1991 technology, but they can't hit ISIS. Then, the last week has been breaking how the U.S. is airlifting all these ISIL. Like I said, they keep changing their name. ISIS, ISIL is, you know, but they keep changing their name. But they're lifting these guys out of these fields so they don't get slaughtered to drop them off somewhere else. And my next story that I was just going to say about the same thing is 68,000 doctors have been bribed by Big Pharma with $47 million to prescribe dangerous pain-killing drugs. And this analysis finds this, and this is off Zero Hedge. But they keep talking about, well, marijuana is a gateway drug. Now they finally drop that. It's these opiates there, because once the doctor says, well, no, you can't have no more, people have to go out and get their fix. Because you're coming down off of oxy, like I'm on OxyContin right now for my legs and all that crap like that. But when you come down off that stuff, you know, you go through massive diarrhea, all this stuff like that. And people to stop doing that, they'll go out and they'll do a fix. You watch them, they'll hand you their EBT card and say, here, you know, and say, get out of here, you know. But this, again, is a boon for the medical industry, because you have your addiction centers, the hospitals for ER, you know, overdose centers, all this stuff. And they don't care, because you're just a transaction to them.
Well, if you take the P off of pharma, you've got harma, and that's exactly what they do. In fact, these drug companies hire these accommodation girls and boys to go out and promote these drugs to bribe and offer special tour packages, trips to perhaps Pedophile Island and other places like this, so that they can be rewarded for promoting the drugs for the pharma companies under the guise that they're going to help people, when they're really self-serving their own interests because of the kickbacks and the perks that they get.
Yeah, President Trump had put out a tweet, I don't know, about a month and a half ago, and he alluded back to serious chemical weapons.
Yes.
And I said on my tweet to him, why don't you bomb Big Pharma, that with their chemical weapons have killed more Americans, 800 and some odd thousand Americans each year die from Big Pharma's drugs, from the toxins, the liver, the kidneys, everything else shutting down on them. Which, of course, if this drug is causing you a problem, we'll just prescribe you a secondary drug to combat those side effects. Bomb those guys. They're the ones causing the damage.
Well, let's don't mention that all the children in America, they're being damaged with these so-called debilitating so-called diseases that are caused by the multiple injections that they're given for infection by the American Murder Association, the murderers in white lab coats posing as doctors. The insanity of giving 22 or 23 children, babies, if you will, infants, 22 or 23 shots before they're 2 years old is just absolutely pure insanity.
Yeah, and just like that video I mentioned there, the psychiatry in the military, the hidden enemy. Remember, psychiatrists never had a position in the medical field. All they had to do was say, you look depressed. There was no medical test, nothing done to actually do anything. Just say, you look depressed, and they handed you these drugs. Now, since these military veterans or serving people are displaced from their children, the children are breaking out with all these problems of displacement, and they're being issued all the Ritalin and stuff. They are hooking a nation on these drugs.
Let me read you one more paragraph from this.
Yeah, go ahead. I got about 3 minutes.
What you just said. You must dominate the respected men in the fields of psychiatry and psychology. You must dominate the hospitals and universities. You must carry forward the myth that only European doctor is competent in the field of insanity, and thus excuse amongst you the highest incidence of foreign birth and training. They are using this as a means of psycho-political warfare to undermine the American government, to seduce the people into being tricked and fooled into taking these drugs by these people who are imposturing as doctors, wearing white lab coats, claiming I'm a doctor of psychiatry, and it's all subjective, interpretive. It doesn't pass the Daubert analysis, three-pronged test for evidence under Federal Rule of Evidence 702 for observability, measurability, and repeatability to qualify as evidentiary purposes. It's hearsay, and under Kumho Tire Company versus Carmichael Incorporated particularly, it sets out that psychiatry and psychology are not truly science or supported by any evidence. It's all feely-meely stuff. In fact, they say it's subjective and interpretive and influenced by the financial interest of the doctor that's promoting the so-called drugs to serve his own self-interest, and therefore they're mere pseudosciences or witch doctors, as the Supreme Court declare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Keith. I appreciate you letting me contribute.
Hey, no problem. Like I say, though, the theme of today's show was basically social engineering, and you can do it with the psychotropic drugs. You can do it with the PR propaganda of the Edward Bernays. You can let everyone know that as Americans, we're exceptional and that we have the inherent right to go bomb other countries. And I'll say this, too, before you go. we look at the devastation down there in Houston, an area like that with the massive flooding and stuff. And when I saw that, all I could think about was, like, again, Raqqa, Syria, Iraq, Libya, these towns that have been leveled. And we're not supposed to care.
Well, Keith, I thought about Katrina, and I thought about owning the weather in 2025, the Air Force plan for weather domination, and they sit and spin. Hurricanes are unnatural. Yeah, they sometimes linger for a little bit, but to have them guided and sit over an area like that and basically flood the whole coastal area to drive the population out so they can bring in foreigners to inhabit the area under the false allegation they've been abandoned when they were actually driven by policies of government and the weather war of manufacturing that some people on this channel tend to want to avoid, the fact that they actually can control the weather and have been for quite a long time by psychotropically engineering the atmosphere.
Yeah, I got a break coming up here, but I'll tell you what. Remember, that was a massive Republican-held area down there. And also, the reason why Katrina was different from this one is because in Katrina, people didn't heed the warning, and this one they did, and that's why so many people got out instead of killed or anything. Anyway, I got a break here, but thank you for calling in, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Chris. Anyway, this is Republic Broadcasting Radio on frequency with Keith Rogers. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're on the last segment of our show here, so I want to try to cover up as much stuff as I can here, but I was sent this on Twitter here as I was talking here, but there was a flashback that Texas Republicans hit by Hurricane Harvey voted against Sandy aid for New Jersey there. So this shows you how this deep state works there, that you have these parties that constantly have their infighting. Of course, they're going to make it hard to anyone else to survive because they want their party to survive. Anyway, my following comments today, though, was from an interesting article that I was reading there. And this is off of FT.com. And it's Israel's Aerospace Industries, the country's top-selling defense group, is on the hunt for the takeover targets in the United States. According to its chief executive, Joseph Wise, the state-owned company, which its product lines includes missiles, air defense systems, satellites, and business jets, plans to expand its U.S. operations in the wake of America's $38 billion 10-year military aid package for Israel. And was agreed last year with President Barack Obama and his former administration, and will give the preferences to U.S. manufacturers in supplying Israel with military goods. He said that IAI could, in time, employ hundreds of people in the United States, and we are looking to do some M&A activity in the U.S. To buy something, Mr. Weiss added that IAI had begun this preliminary work to look for a potential acquisitions, but declined to go into details. He said that he expected that the company to proceed with its plan by 2018, and I'm talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, Mr. Weiss said, when asked about what might pay for its U.S. targets. And it says this means a big move. And we see this over and over. And again, I have no problem with the Jews or anything like that, but this Israeli government is something there. But they continually buy up U.S. companies and move them to Israel. And you can personally Google, or whatever search engine you have, of all the high-tech stuff about how Israel leads the world in cancer research, Israel leads the world in AIDS research. It goes on and on and on. And what they're doing is they buy up all these U.S. corporations and move them to Israel. And then, of course, Israel looks like it's some hunky-dory, you know, wow, you know. And, of course, that in itself takes jobs from Americans. Just like all this alleged terrorism over there and all these migrants and stuff. And then that rabbi said last week when I had mentioned this, that now is the time for all Jews to move back to Israel. Of course, you know, you always, you know, create the problem, have a supply for the demand, all these settlers and everything like that moving into more Palestinian territories, bulldozing homes, vineyards, all this stuff. And you have to employ them somewhere. So with $38 billion, you can take all of this and reinvest in your own economy and screw America, you know. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. I'd like to thank those that joined us here. I'd like to thank Ken in the operating room there for all of his help there. Thank Patty and those that called in. And we'd like to invite you to come back next week there. But always enjoy having you there, and we'll talk next week. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Public Broadcasting Network. Up next is Blacklisted Radio. Catch you later. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.